A 7,000-square-foot mosaic wrapping the Painted Bride building in Philadelphia's Old City is coming down. The iconic tile mural by the equally iconic artist Isaiah Zagar has been on the wall for 34 years, spending 5 years in legal limbo. WHYY's Peter Crimmins reports the mural lost that fight.
Ever since the Painted Bride Art Center announced plans to sell its building at 3rd and Vine Streets, the mural has been in a protracted legal fight pitting neighbor against neighbor and arts organization against arts organization. Now, workers from the Magic Gardens, which maintains Zagar murals across the city, have started pulling off as many tiles as they can save. Stacy Holder is the preservation manager.
It's really upsetting to have to do this because this is such a unique, iconic building for Philadelphia to lose. There's nothing like this anywhere else in the world.
Holder is targeting specific tiles that were handmade by Zagar and other artists. No attempt will be made to recreate a facsimile of this mural, and Executive Director Emily Smith said whole sections of the mural cannot be safely removed intact. She compared it to a masterpiece by Pablo Picasso.
The whole piece is really the intention of the artist, right? So think about, like, cutting up Guernica. Is that really the artist's intention?
Smith said it will take about 2 weeks to remove all the important tiles, and then the building is expected to be demolished shortly thereafter. Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.